Back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, Brandon Peoples chatting here today with USD 320 Wamego Superintendent Tim Winter and USD 323 Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan here about all things going on at the different Potawatomi schools. Kevin, I know that there's been some construction updates you discussed this week at your board meeting. How are things looking up there?
You know, things are looking as good as they can with, again, going back to weather. Working outside primarily right now on two of the three buildings has slowed things down. Today, the temperatures are going to be really nice, you know, somewhere between 55 and 60 degrees, which means our construction guys are going to have a lot of mud to mess with. So that mud has definitely been an issue. The freezing and the thawing is creating some havoc on the building pads out there on the big 5-8 build. So that has really come to a crawl, you know, over the last few weeks. On the tech ed building side, they're moving forward. They've got the outside of the building skinned. They're working on getting the roof on it now and then working on some walls set up inside. On the district office / maintenance building, things are going really well. It's completely enclosed. I believe by the end of today, they're going to start hanging sheetrock, and they said they should be doing their priming and painting coming up by the end of next week. So seeing a lot of progress in that building, but the 5-8 building, which we do have a little bit of leeway in, it's supposed to be finished March of 20. We will occupy it with students fall of 20. We have a little bit of time in there, but you hate to see a lot of time go by because of the unknowns. But, you know, definitely a change to the landscape out there. There is some brick and mortar work that has happened, which is nice. A lot of it still is below ground, but it's exciting to see it take shape.
Yeah, well, that's good. At least there's been a little bit of progress there. And what this time of year, you never know because we have 70 degrees one day, and then we're back down with ice the next day. So construction about wrapped up for Wamego, right?
Well, we're kind of in a planning phase right now. We do have a phase four, which will be primarily this summer, and that includes a big part of that is our lower gym or our main gym at Wamego High School, where we will replace all bleachers and do some redesign work there. Currently, we have a deck, a second level in that gym on one side where we used to have wrestling practice we have to do some. There's an eyebrow or a lip that sticks out over the court a few feet, and we're going to take that lip off and be able to run bleachers from the floor all the way up to that deck. We're currently that deck is just used for standing room only. So we hope to add a little bit of space in that regards, and then we have some design work with our. We're going to add drop down volleyball nets. And that may change our floor layout a little bit and have to make some adjustments to our drop-down basketball goals. So that's the big project for the summer. And then we are jumping in here very quickly with adding door security and improving door security in all of our schools. And we hope to actually have that in place before the school year ends. We just had a walkthrough yesterday with the contractors who are doing that work to making sure we're all on the same page. But that'll add some nice improvements in terms of being able to keep our doors locked, to schedule doors to be open and or locked on activity dates and weekends and so forth. And probably going away from the old traditional physical key to a card key that'll also be an employee badge. So those are some things we've got coming forward, and we are wrapping up though. We're probably about 80% complete with all our bond projects.
Okay, well, good to hear that. Obviously, security a very important issue there, so that's good that you'll have that. Sports this weekend. Hopefully, we cross our fingers with weather this weekend.
Yes. Yeah. The winter. Sports season is wrapping up. Kevin talked about his middle school teams have their tournament already. Our middle school teams have one more game Thursday, and then they travel Monday to start their end-of-the-year league tournament. Our eighth grade boys are having a fantastic season. They're 8-1 and ranked first. They'll have the first seed in that tournament. Our seventh grade boys are having a solid season as well, 5-4, and they'll have the third seed. But our high school teams, we got two regular season games left. Here's Friday and Tuesday. Then they got a few days off before they jump into sub-state action. And sub-state's a little different this year where all teams are seeded out on, the east and west side of the state, 1 through 16. And boys and girls are going to be going to different places, most likely, on every one of those contests. There won't be a host site. It's just going to, you'll go to the higher seed. So that'll be a change for us this year. We also have a big event this weekend. Our high school play is this weekend, Alice in Wonderland. Mrs. Topliff and her students will be presenting that on Friday evening. Dinner theater, 5:30 to 7, play at 7:30, and they'll do the same thing again Saturday. And then they have a matinee performance Sunday at 3. So if you're not doing anything this weekend, come out and see the Wallmeagle play. And then just want a few shout-outs to we had a FCCLA team and FBLA students qualifying for state this week. And our high school forensics team has had three tournaments, and they've placed first in all three of those. Had a lot of great individual places in those as well. So just congrats to those guys.
All right. Kevin, what kind of activities you got coming up?
You know, our forensic team got started again here also. Very, very young team this year with losing a lot of seniors last year. But Mr. Miller said they're looking forward to the growth in the competition. We actually hosted one at Rock Creek this last Saturday. Forensics, the way it works, you typically don't compete in your home meet as a host. So, we'll be following those. Want to say congratulations to our wrestlers who go to Substate at Lindsberg this Friday and Saturday. Looking forward to seeing those kids perform well. We've got three young men that have been doing very, very well this year, and look for them to make a deep run into that tournament and hopefully qualify for state. Like Wallmeagle, we've got two basketball games left. We're on the road. I believe we go to Silver Lake this Friday and Rossville next week. I don't know if it's Tuesday or Thursday. And then our sub-state's a little bit more traditional, but dropping back to 3A this year with the realignment. I believe higher seeds first round at home, and then tournament at Common Site for semis and finals. But want to wish both our girls and boys teams good luck as they move into postseason. So both teams have been playing a lot better here as of late. Girls had a good win last night versus Chapman. The boys had a very close loss. Came down to some free throws at the end and a series of free throws. So good luck to all of our sports teams.
Yeah, absolutely. When you mentioned winter sports will be wrapping up, and then time for spring, and spring break is a little early this year.
Yeah, ours is, I believe it's March 11th is our first day of spring break. March 8th, that Friday before, we have a comp day because conferences are that week prior to, at least for grades K through 8 at Wallmeagle. They'll have conferences almost nearly every day there'll be somebody in conferences. The March 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th, 8th is a comp day for teachers, so that's an off day for many of our students. And then the following week is spring break. Yeah, very quick.
And our conferences are spread out starting here shortly and ending just before spring break. Our elementary schools run on trimesters, where our secondary schools run on and semesters, so a little bit difference in how they do their conferences. And again, the comp day prior to spring break there, so it starts the same time as Wallmeagle's and runs in that week 11 through the 15th.
Okay, well, I know everyone's gonna be excited for that. Hopefully, it'll be warmer weather for us here. Dave, did you have something you want?
Do we have time?
I think we have maybe about a minute here.
Okay,
so.
All right. So we're gonna try to do a best of five. Here's the rules: first person to say mine gets to answer. The spell. All right, gets to spell the word. It's a spelling bee between Tim and Kevin.
So we don't have to spell any words.
No, you have to spell it. You have to spell it. But that's our buzzer saying, I've got this. Okay? All right? First word is formaldehyde. Second word is Pyrenees.
I taught math, by the way, so I don't know what your excuse is, Kevin.
Technology education.
Third word is rhododendron.
Oh, these are getting harder.
Fourth word is superintendent.
Mine.
Yes, sir?
SUPERINTENDENT.
Well, okay, you've got 1 point. Okay, so as a best of five, we have our fifth word. Finally, I think we got it down to where we can move on here. Entrepreneurs.
Oh. All right, I guess I'll give it a shot. But E-N-T-R-E-P-R-E-N-E-N-E-U-R. Did I get that? I don't think I quite did.
plural form.
Oh, S.
There you go. Okay. All right. Tiebreaker. Reservoir.
Mine. R-E-S-I-V-O-U-R.
No.
No.
R-E-S-V-O-I-R.
No.
Oh, no.
R-E-S-E-R-V-O-I-R. Okay. All right.
I think it's a good time.
Okay,
thanks
for one more. One more. Potawatomi.
Mine. P-O-T-T-A-W-A-T-O-M-I-E.
Well, there you go. Right. Tim Winter is our winner here this morning. Wasn't that fun, guys?
That was fun. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I knew that you would get a great kick out of that.
All right, thanks, guys, for being here. We'll continue in focus after this News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating,